Barbara McMillan and Roseanne Zelkowski have now been together long enough that it's hard to interview them individually.
We decided to get commitment rings.
You know, after we were together about a year. And so we've been waiting that long.
Yes. So this is like maybe 13 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a total of 14 years for the couple from Roselle. And they do a lot of this, finishing each other's sentences, as we sit outside a coffee shop in suburban Wheaton across the street from the commuter rail tracks you can hear in the background. It's just after 7 a.m. on Monday, their marriage day, as Zelkowski explains why they wear these commitment rings on their right hands.
And when we got the civil union, we said, well, we're going to keep these rings on our right hands because it's not marriage. So today, that's our ceremony. We're going to move our rings to our left hands and, you know, look like every other married couple.
They've been fighting to look like every other married couple for a while now. On Valentine's Day, they've made a tradition of going to the DuPage County Clerk's office every year asking for a marriage license, and every year getting turned away because same-sex marriage had been illegal. After several years, they even got to know the staffers.
And they would say, well, keep coming back, you know, and someday we're going to give this to you,
yeah,
you know.
She said that, yeah.
And, I mean, that felt good, but we knew that if we did keep coming back, there would be a day when we would be able to do it.
For same-sex couples across Illinois, today is the first day they can actually marry in all 102 counties. More than a dozen counties granted licenses before the June 1st start of the new law, following a federal court order. But the vast majority waited until Monday morning to begin handing out new marriage licenses to gay couples or converting civil unions for couples like McMillan and Zelkowski. When they show up at the DuPage County Clerk's office just before 8 o'clock, there isn't exactly a rush.
Everybody.
As they wait for the doors to open, supporters from a gay rights group hand out pink and white roses. At 8 a.m., there are only two couples who have showed up.
So somebody is here ahead of us.
That's okay.
It's so exciting. I probably won't remember anything about this. That's how exciting it is.
David Mancini Conway and his partner Dan McGuire are first in line. And after 23 years together, McGuire says there are pragmatic reasons for transferring their civil union to a marriage.
We're going to go see our tax preparer on the way home.
And finally file because we did an extension in anticipation of our being married. So guys are practical about these things.
But for Catherine and Jevelyn Verbeck, who emerged from the clerk's office, marriage license in hand, it was emotional.
I was in there crying.
I was
so excited. I was so excited.
The couple from Naperville has been together 28 years. Jevelyn's a nurse, though Catherine can't work due to her multiple sclerosis, which is one reason the couple says they wanted the legal protection of marriage.
Not because we have to have a piece of paper to be married, but to be able to take care of each other.
My main reason is I want the piece of paper so I can shout to the world, look, I can wave it and say, look at me, ha, 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 I'm married. Just get treated like everybody else.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Inside the clerk's office, the staff recognizes McMillan and Zelkowski from those years of unrequited Valentine's Day visits. But this time, after a few signatures...
Now you are officially married now. There you go. Congratulations.
After they switch their rings from the right hand to the left, I ask them, what feels different?
It's a piece of paper that's...
It says marriage. You know, it really says marriage. And it's like, wow, it really says marriage.
Our interview gets interrupted by an employee in the DuPage County Clerk's office, a woman who's so happy for Barbara McMillan and Roseanne Zelkowski, she actually tears up a bit when she tells the couple how she's going to miss seeing them around the office on Valentine's Day. I'm Alex Keefe.